This story, I love it, okay? It's about a man who is travelling around the country doing quite a unique challenge, to be honest. I'll let him tell you all about it himself. Hello to Alan Edwards. Hello, Alan.
Hello there. Hello.
Alan, hello, hello, hello. Please tell me and my listeners what it is you are doing.
Yep. In 2014, 9 years ago, I was on holiday with my wife in Newcastle upon Tyne. Somewhere I wanted to go while we were up there was to Middlesbrough. Now, in Middlesbrough, there's a transporter bridge, which are quite rare in bridges as far as they go. And the only other one in the UK is Newport, South Wales, and I've not seen either of them. So off we go. We don't drive at all, so we went on a bus and then a long walk. And when we got there, the bridge was covered in scaffolding and the road was closed and everything else. So
yeah. It
was right out. And we thought, that's it, back to the town again. So we had to head back and headed into a coffee shop because we thought we've had enough. It's a really rotten day and everything's gone wrong. So into Cafe Nero in Middlesbrough. And the atmosphere in there was good. We wanted a break. We wanted to be cheered up. And its coffee was great. On the counter, they had little feedback cards, very similar to the old-fashioned cigarette cards that you used to collect years ago.
Yeah.
And I ought to just say I'm 80. That's 80 years old. So that dates me a bit, doesn't it? So anyway, I picked this card up and it had on there the name of the store and a store number, official number and everything else. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And they stuck it in my pocket. And when we went to another Cafe Nero, they had a set of these cards on the counter. I thought, well, I'll start collecting those. So this is really how it all started, going round wherever there was a Cafe Nero. And I ended up seeing a couple of dozen, maybe. That was it. But it's now up to 462. This was my 462nd one when I went to Billericay in Essex.
Yeah, right.
That's something else.
Okay.
And that's quite a new one. So it was new to me and one I hadn't visited before. So I'm doing very well, really.
Well, yeah, you are. Right, okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you've taken it upon yourself over the last 10 years or so
And
to visit all these Cafe Neros.
I've been retired 30 years from my job. I took early retirement. So I've never a dull moment. There's always so much going on.
Yeah. Wow, okay, so 462 ticked off.
I'm ticking them off. I've got a spreadsheet which Cafe Nero kindly sent me, a list of them all, but I'll try and update it with new ones and then also cross out any that get closed because the world is a funny place. And
it is a funny place.
Others open, you know, so I'm on the next one will be 463 upwards. So,
How many are there?
That's 620 something, I think, in England, Scotland and Wales. There are some in Ireland as well, but I'm never going to get over there because traveling in this country, what with train strikes and works to rule and everything, and when you don't drive, you know, you're relying on public transport.
This is it. You've managed to do 462 of these coffee shops, right?
Yeah.
You've managed to do that all on public transport.
Without a doubt. Never any other way. One occasion was when I was on a trip to the West Midlands up in Birmingham area, and I was met by an area manager of Cafe Nero who took me all around Warwick University, which are some that I would have never found myself, and it's a pretty well, not say a private place, but universities aren't where the public generally go unless they're like learning or whatever, are they?
No.
If you know what I mean. So I was lucky to add a few more there, so ones I would not normally see. So that was a good weekend.
That is a good weekend. That is.
Yeah.
I'm looking now, sort of
at
all the
website.
Yeah, you've got a lovely website, and there's albums that you can find there of all your visits. You take lots of photos. So you've been to places locally for us, like Aylesbury.
Yeah.
You've been there.
That was a good one. I remember that. Yeah, train to Aylesbury. Yeah.
Why was that a good one? What makes it a good one?
I don't know. I can kind of remember some more than others, but it was a nice area, and also Chesham.
Chesham's nice.
Is that your area?
That is.
That is the that as far as you can go on the underground as such, and it was good. I like that place because it's a country town and not many big shopping centres, all little local shops and a market square and what have you. Very nice, very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful way to go and see the country then, I guess.
Say, Amersham is another one.
Yeah.
Which is on the underground, and in part of the town there's a big mock-up of an old underground steam train and carriages. I don't know if anyone's seen those, but I was going past in the bus from Chesham to Amersham, and I saw this alongside the road, and I thought, crikey, I must get out here. But that was actually Amersham, and I walked back and took some photos of the train, so that was good. A big mock-up, almost full-size.
That is remarkable. This is the yeah. thing. These are things you would never have found if you weren't trying to find all yeah. of these 625 Cafe Neros in the UK.
Yeah, I know. And my next thoughts are, where was it now? Oh, crikey.
Airport.
My wife is reminding me because I am 80, don't forget.
So your next one is yeah. Luton Airport, did you say?
Well, I'm saying that because they've opened two recently there and there weren't any. And they're in the land side, as you call it, at an airport. So you don't have to be travelling. And there's a kiosk, I think, near the bus station and another
yeah.
one somewhere else. Yeah. So I could find those and add those, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That'll be a treat. When are you making the quest to Luton then? When's that taking place?
It might well be in a couple of weeks' time, I should think. I generally do this on a Saturday, give my wife a break.
These Cafe Neros.
Sadly, she used to, but a few years ago she had a fall and not good at all on her feet, and she would never keep up with me. But she loves following what goes on. She knows where I am. I've got an app on my phone that explains exactly where I am, and she can look and think, oh, he's still on the train, you know, and all that.
Oh, that is handy.
It shows up on an app.
And then you can get back and show all the pictures of the places you've seen as well.
That's it. Yeah. No, it's good. It is.
It's one of those things you hear about and you go, what? But it sounds like it's actually been quite a fun way to do a bit of travelling, to be honest.
It is, yeah. And the age that I've got a bus pass, you know, for travelling on bus transport, so that's not a problem. And I used to be on the railway, and not a good word at the moment, maybe, what with problems on the railways. But yeah. And being tired, I've got a staff pass that allows you so many free journeys a year,
yeah.
plus a reduced rate when you're just travelling short distances.
Bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So what happens then? Because Luton Airport, that's going to be your 464th.
Yeah. It'd be an easy one, that one. It's the direct train from Croydon. I live in Caterham, which is south of Croydon, so it's bus to Croydon, then get a train, and it's straight through to Luton on the Thames.
Perfect.
So
then once you've done
it's
them,
it's an easy journey.
Once
yeah.
you've done them, what happens next then, Alan? Once you've done them all, say you managed to get all 625, what do you do after that?
Somehow I don't think I should get that far, not with them all. But
well, you
I've
say that,
my...
but I never would have guessed you would have got 462.
I've got Manchester in my thoughts, listing them all on sheets of paper here and knowing where they all are.
Yeah.
So that would be a weekend. And also Glasgow, because some of the buildings are very nice they've got there.
It's quite
one's
a track,
an old station ticket office is actually a Cafe Nero now. So that's interesting. It'd be nice to see it. You know, it's a very old building.
Yeah, I've seen you've done a bit of Scotland as well already. I thought, wow, he's really gone up there and done a little holiday to do all those.
That was to visit my wife's sister because she lived at Dunfermline, so Edinburgh and up round there. So we did that. Sadly,
you must be absolutely buzzing with all that caffeine going around your body, Alan.
Often decaf ones.
You've got to
cut down a bit.
Yeah. Well, Alan, I think it's amazing that you're doing this at 80 years young. Where can people find details and keep up with your progress?
If you go onto Google and just put Alan's Nero Tour.
Alan's Nero Tour on the Google.
It will come up. on there. It's the website, but or even on Facebook. I've got every time I have a trip out, I make a little Facebook photo album.
Those are great. It's like reading Michael Palin's adventures. Like you see all these different places.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I think you've done an amazing job. I'm looking forward to hearing how it goes when you get to Luton.
Right.
Honestly, all the best in completing your mission.
Thank you.
See you later, Alan. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Every